Now, from an NLP perspective, the only reason why relationships fail is negative anchoring and unfulfilled love strategies. But let's talk about negative anchoring for a moment. So people can have positive anchors, like the smell, once again, the smell, like what I had in my experience, I smell pine, and that brings me back to Tahoe and Christmas. That's a positive anchor for me. But it's also possible to set negative anchors. Like, for example, if a husband comes home from work every day angry and sees his wife's face, comes home angry, sees his wife's face, comes home angry, sees his wife's face, pretty soon the two become neurologically linked, and all he needs to do is see his wife's face and he becomes angry. And clearly that works true the other way as well. So it's possible to create negative anchors in our lives without even knowing it. Maybe you've got when somebody looks at you in a certain way or talks to you with a certain tonality, you've got a negative state linked to that. And the moment they look at you that way, or the moment you hear them utilize that tonality with you, it puts you into that negative state. Now, it's possible to have the opposite effect as well. So somebody looks at you in a certain way or speaks to you with a certain tonality, and that puts you in a positive state. So, what we're going to be teaching you is not just how to set anchors for positive states so you can feel in the emotional states that you want at any time that you choose, but also how to collapse or get rid of negative anchors in our life. Like somebody maybe perhaps who feels angry on the freeway. Every time they go on the freeway, they get angry. That was what we would call a negative anchor. So, I'm going to be teaching you processes to collapse or get rid of or negate the negative anchors in your life. So there's many different types of things that we can do with anchoring. We can also wipe out states such as procrastination. If somebody procrastinates a lot, like if you know somebody that procrastinates a lot, or if you yourself procrastinate a lot, you can utilize the process of anchoring to wipe out procrastination, either in a coaching environment where you're coaching somebody else to assist them to do it, or whether you want to produce a result yourself.